Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. Stubb, all this talk all offseason about how good Abdul Carter is and how much of a comparison he is to Micah Parsons. He ends up going number 3 overall to the New York Giants. He'll be in the same division as Micah Parsons. He'll be like Micah Parsons going up against the Commanders twice a year. And yet, I can't stop watching video posted by Brian Baldinger Jr. of Connerly Jr., locking up Abdul Carter. You'll love to see it. And it's just, I keep watching it, Stubb. I'm watching it on repeat here, and it's just, I think it's so cool to me that this guy, Abdul Carter, was talked about as being the best edge rusher we've seen in quite some time, an unbelievable prospect. And yet Adam Peters says, I got your answer to Abdul Carter at 29 overall in the first round. I just love it. Rounds 2 and 3 tonight of the 2025 NFL Draft. We just went around the National Football League with NFL hits offseason and gave you our winners and losers of round 1. Rounds 2 and 3 tonight, if you want to chime in. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Who's your favorite team? What do you expect them to do with rounds 2 and 3 tonight of the 2025 NFL Draft? You can also tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. You know, I do want to go through the draft here and let you guys know what picks I loved and what picks I absolutely hated here. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. You can tweet us your thoughts as well at AWOD Radio, 833-804-0910. So, look, Cam Ward at number 1 to Tennessee. They needed a quarterback. You can't pass on Cam Ward. I'm excited to see what they do next to pair him up with more talent. Right before the draft, they added Tyler Lockett from Seattle to help out the offensive side of the ball. You guys know I haven't been the biggest Travis Hunter fan, but I do like the aggressiveness from the Jaguars there, saying, look, we're not going to take the 5th best player. We're going to make a trade with Cleveland and get the guy that we think is a top 3 talent in Hunter. Abdul Carter, the Giants 3, and I do love that pick. I just don't love the next pick of Jackson Dart for the Giants. Will Campbell for the Patriots. We all predicted that one. Mason Graham at number 5. That was what I had predicted on one of my drafts, but I had him there to Jacksonville, not to the Cleveland Browns with that trade. The most obvious pick of the night, though, felt like it was Ashton Chenty to the Vegas Raiders at pick number 6. I mean, everybody knew they needed that guy. They went out and they got Geno Smith. They got Tom Brady in charge of ownership. What else were they going to do? It was pretty obvious they were going to go offensive side of the ball there. And then the one pick that did surprise me, but I love it, was at number 8, the Carolina Panthers taking Tetra McMillan. That was my guy. I mean, I really, really did want him to come to Washington. I think he's going to be a great wide receiver in the National Football League. He kind of glides past defenders. He is great in terms of spectacular catches and winning 50-50 balls. So that was a pick right there that it made sense. Like, it was not a stretch at all for Carolina. We knew they needed help at wide receiver. How old is Adam Thielen? My goodness. Xavier Leggett, they already grabbed a few years ago, but they needed to improve the wide receiver room for Bryce Young, for him to have success here. So I really did like that pick. That's one of my favorite picks of the first round. Absolutely. Tetra McMillan, 8-2, the Carolina Panthers. Are you surprised, Stubb, that Michigan's Colson Loveland went number 10 to the Chicago Bears ahead of Tyler Warren?
Oh,
we
extremely.
Played the audio. So many NFL insiders said that Tyler Warren was the surest thing in the first round and that he was guaranteed a top 10 pick. And there's no way he could get past Chicago at number 10. And Chicago does take a tight end, but they just go with the Michigan tight end, Colson Loveland. And I don't hate it, because as much as I was a Tyler Warren guy, Colson Loveland, they said, has the best hands out of anybody that was going to be drafted. Tight end, wide receiver, running back, didn't matter. That guy knows how to catch a football. So we were correct in Chicago taking a tight end, but not correct in the guy they end up taking. San Francisco at 11, Mikel Williams, really good value for him at 11. It just made sense to get a guy opposite of Bosa this offseason. The guard pick by the Dallas Cowboys, that's a loser pick right there. It makes sense, though. It totally makes sense, because the whole goal for the Cowboys this year is to get Dak Prescott back on track, and if he can be a Pro Bowl-level quarterback, they can actually be a contender, whether or not you think they have enough skill players around Dak. So it made sense for them to go offensive line, but to me, at 12 overall, there's just not enough value there. I mean, you look who went after him, right? So, like, you're telling me Dallas couldn't use tight end Tyler Warren, linebacker Jalen Walker, edge rusher Shamar Stewart, Emeka Abuka at wide receiver? I just think offensive line and not even tackle, but guard? You're replacing Zach Martin. All right. Is that going to get you into the postseason? I don't think so. But it makes sense in terms of the whole goal for the Cowboys this year was, all right, we're going to make Schottenheimer Jr., who was the offensive coordinator, we're going to make him the head coach with the belief that he can get Dak Prescott back up to speed and the offense can be a top 10 offensive unit once again. And that's our path to being contenders. So in that aspect of it, makes sense going offensive line. But guard, that's not getting you to the postseason in my mind. Let's go to the phone lines. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. We've got Phil in Richmond. What's up, Phil? You're on the fan with AWOD.
AWOD, how's it going, man? How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. What were your biggest reactions to round one of the NFL draft?
Well, you know what, Adam? Today I woke up, you know, as an ambassador of the AFC South. I woke up a new man today, because the Cam Ward era is ushered in, and I think the league is going to be put on notice. I think this guy has the right.
Did we just break? Did he just lose him? Stop. I don't know if that was a sound effect there, or maybe he drove under a bridge. See if we can get Phil back on the line. He's called in before. He wants to be our AFC insider on the show. I believe he is a AFC South fan. We got Texans, Colts, Jags, and Titans. It's one of the most ass divisions in football. I mean, it's just the AFC South. Texans, Colts, Jags, Titans. No sex appeal with any of those teams. But let's go back to our AFC insider, Phil in Richmond. What's up, Phil?
Hey, Adam. Sorry about that. Look, I know we're not a great division, right? I mean, that's been well documented. But Cam Ward era coming in. We have Travis Hunter in the division now, which, you know, I was thinking he was going to go to, you know, my former coach Mike Vrabel's Pats, but Travis Hunter at the Jags, you know, I'm not too worried about. I'd rather have him in the division than Abdul Carter from New York Giants. But I will say, what broke my heart was the 14th pick overall, Tyler Warren to the Colts. I can't have two local tight ends playing on my most despised team. I think it's a good fit. But it keeps happening to me, and I don't know what to do here anymore.
So you're speaking of the Colts tight ends, Mo Alie-Cox, VCU legend and basketball champion in the Atlantic 10, now tight end for the Colts and has been for a while, and the draft pick of Tyler Warren from Richmond. Were you really high on Tyler Warren, the Atlee product?
I was, yeah. I had him graded, in my personal rankings as the number one tight end coming out of the draft. But, Michigan guy's good. I think Tyler Warren, perfect Colt, going to be a good fit. For any other team, and, it's an arms race in the AFC South. I know we catch a lot of flack, but, we're building something down there, and I think he's a good fit for their team. I'll say that. It sucks to have to root for, when you're, two local tight ends, Mo Alie-Cox and Atlee product, Tyler Warren, are playing for the Indianapolis Colts as a Tennessee.
Oh, my goodness. He's broken up again. I don't know what is going on here. Is this a sound effect, or is he just, I got a terrible phone? Let's see if Phil wants to call back in next week and recap the draft picks by the AFC South. Nobody's a bigger AFC South fan than our buddy Phil here in Richmond. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910. They've got to find a linebacker replacement. This is just me, closet armchair GM here for the Titans. But if you see Cody Barton as your starting linebacker, that, my friends, is not good enough. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Feels like everything in the sports world becomes quiet, comes to a complete stop when the National Football League enters the conversation with the NFL draft. And even the NFL can interrupt themselves as stub. They interrupted the NFL draft to give us the NFL schedule release schedule date.
Yeah, they did.
Of May 14th.
Something we get psyched for here.
Everything in the sports world stops when the National Football League has a moment. Even the National Football League draft stops for the National Football League. May 14th, the announcement of the schedule release date. So there was a release date that they will release the dates of the games that we will all watch. It was a weird bit. They stopped the NFL draft, but then they continued after the announcement of May 14th. So we will get back into the NFL draft, but as I mentioned, there's so much going on in the sports world. Rock the red and watch the Capitals tonight, Game 3 against Montreal. But right now, we're going to go on the fast break with AWOD, talking all things NBA playoffs on The Fan.
Let's go. Let's play some basketball here.
We're going on a fast break with A1. From buzzer-beating shots to the best highlight plays from around the league, every clutch moment.
Stroking it from three.
The all-stars of the league. We're out in transition. It's a breakaway.
It's good at the buzzer.
It's the Fast Break and AWOD talking all things NBA.
So great game last night between the Knicks and the Pistons. Detroit would not go away in that fourth quarter. Kind of comes down to the final seconds there. Knicks get the win, 118 to 116. Pistons had a chance right before the buzzer to possibly hit a game-winning three. They throw the ball away on the inbounds pass. Knicks win by two. Jalen Brunson with 30. Karl Anthony Towns bounces back. Big Cat with 31. And a crucial victory for the Knicks, taking a 2-1 series lead. Game four in Detroit. Thunder, Grizzlies, and man, I didn't expect the Grizzlies to win a game in this series. I really didn't. But at halftime, they were up by 26 points. And they made it a 29-point lead. And unfortunately, Ja Morant got injured and left the game. And the Thunder completed the historic 29-point comeback to take a 3-0 series lead. So get out the brooms. The Grizzlies will be swept by the end of this weekend. Your late game saw the Clippers just dominate the Nuggets. Nobody else besides Jokic could do anything. He has a triple-double, but the Clippers win easily, 117 to 83. Three good contests tonight. The Celtics, who have been beat up. Jason Tatum missed last game with a bruised wrist playing against the Orlando Magic tonight. He has been listed as doubtful. I don't think they will play him tonight, up 2-0, and this game on the road. They should be able to win this series without the play of Jason Tatum, because, oh yeah, they have Jaylen Brown, they got Kristaps Porzingis, they got Derek White, they got Drew Holiday, they got players off the bench as well. Give me the Celtics to make it a 3-0 series lead, even if Tatum sits out tonight. Pacers-Bucks is the game I am really looking forward to tonight, because it is win or go home for Milwaukee. They're down 2-0 here, but game two, they got Damian Lillard back, and it was a contest. They still lost, and he was a little rusty. But game three, I'm expecting Dame time to get started, 8 p.m. tonight on NBA TV against the Indiana Pacers. Indiana's second unit has been spectacular. It's been the reason they've taken a 2-0 series lead. So Milwaukee will need somebody off the bench, and then they need Kyle Kuzma to do something. I mean, my goodness, did the Wizards win that trade? Kyle Kuzma in the postseason has been awful for the Milwaukee Bucks. Game one, he did not score. Game two, 12 points, but 0 for 3 from three-point range. I mean, this is a guy that's shooting from three, 42%, and just can't hit right now for the Milwaukee Bucks, and they traded Chris Middleton. They would love to have Chris Middleton and his 20 points per game for Kyle Kuzma right now in the postseason. So Giannis, he's got to step up. He needs Damian Lillard's help. I think they will, but if they lose, that's all she wrote. There's no coming back for a 3-0 series deficit. Late game tonight, Lakers, T-Wolves. This is a crucial game in this series. It's even at one after Lakers took game two at home. Now they head to Minneapolis. Can Minnesota have home court advantage? And can Anthony Edwards lead them to a crucial game three victory at home? Because if the Lakers win this game, it's like they've taken back home court advantage, and I do think the Lakers will end up winning this series. But if Minnesota wins this game, look for Minnesota to end up upsetting the Lakers, knocking LeBron out of the postseason. How have they done it? Well, it's guys like Naz Reid, Dante DiVincenzo, and Jaden McDaniels stepping up. Although Julius Randle has been good, it's been Anthony Edwards leading them in scoring this postseason. So it's Anthony Edwards, the star guy, and Naz Reid and Dante DiVincenzo as the role players helping the T-Wolves in this year's postseason. But I'm going to pick the Lake Show to win tonight. I do think you'll get a good performance from Luka Doncic. And really, for L.A., it's a former Washington Wizard that needs to continue to step up and play well, and that is Rui Hachimura. 13 points per game, but in the postseason, he's been down to 10 points. He had 9 and then 11 in Game 2. But in Game 2, He had 2 steals, a block, and 5 rebounds. So that was the crucial part of helping the Lakers. But I think Rui is like an athletic guy who can really get the Lakers some easy points in transition. So look for that to happen tonight if the Lakers can win Game 3. I'm Adam Epstein. You've been listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open throughout the show. 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. You can tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Round 2 and 3 of the 2025 NFL Draft continue tonight, and I do think that one thing is clear. Like, if one thing is certain after the events of round 1 of the NFL Draft, to me, the one thing that's certain is Shedeur Sanders will continue to play with a chip on his shoulder. Felt like he had a chip on his shoulder in college because everybody said, oh, well, it's because of his dad. And I do think there's something to that. That Deion Sanders was in the media and talking to the media, and the media was talking about him, and it was a circus there in Colorado all season long. And it was all they talked about, and maybe that is a big reason why he was talked about being a legit first-round talent. But if there's one thing that's certain, it is 32 franchises passed on him. That's the truth. 32 NFL teams felt like he was not a first-round talent. We'll see where he goes if he's drafted today in the second or third round, but as much as there was hype for Shedeur Sanders, the truth is 32 franchises passed on him. As we get to the Washington Commanders and what they will do in rounds 2 and 3, we look back at what they did in round 1 with the 29 selection being Connerly Jr., the left tackle out of Oregon. And this is a guy that, yes, played left tackle, but also found his way into the end zone. A big man touchdown this season as they threw the ball to their left tackle. Trivia question, who did Jaden Daniels throw his first ever NFL touchdown pass to? A tackle, and Trent Scott. Let's take a listen to the big man touchdown for Oregon, Connerly Jr., into the end zone.
Next, throws it left side, and it's caught for the touchdown. Josh Connerly, the tackle, makes the grab on his birthday.
Makes the grab on his birthday, big man touchdown. And you know what? The big fella that Washington grabbed that will slide over to starting right tackle? Well, he not only caught a touchdown in his collegiate career, he also ran one in on a 2-point conversion. Direct snap to the tackle? You gotta be kidding me. Let's take a listen.
Ducks show like they're gonna go for 2, spread it out. Now, we'll run for 2. And there's Connerly, Josh Connerly, who takes the snap and goes up the middle.
So we've seen Jordan Burks go on a fake punt, Janoris Wilson catch a touchdown ball, and then all of a sudden Josh Connerly for the 2-point conversion.
On a direct snap, I believe.
Wow!
Versatile. That's the offensive lineman that Washington got at 29 overall in the first round of the 2025 NFL Draft. Round 2 tonight, and Washington will be on the clock at 61 overall. If they do sit and pick at 61, I think it's the edge rusher, Nick Scouten. It could be Landon Jackson as well. I think it's an edge rusher. I think it's a defensive player tonight. I'm almost certain about that. If it is safety or corner, that's fine with me, but I'm predicting it will be an edge rusher. I would really like Adam Peters to attempt to get up higher in the second round, because as we've talked about with several guests today, there are just stars available, and Washington kind of looked past Will Johnson, the cornerback out of Michigan, maybe even though he was a national champion alongside Mikey Sainristil. That just kind of feels like the fit that Washington would want as an impact player on the defensive side of the ball. This is a team that could have drafted Donovan Ezeraku, who a lot of people said would be the perfect pick for the Washington Commanders. I have to wonder if Adam Peters would have the draft selections, would he have the draft capital, or maybe you have to include a player in there. Is there somebody they could trade to get into the high 30s to go out and get one of the best players available at the start of round two, a legit round one talent early in round two? If they can't move up, can they find a way to trade back and acquire a third round pick? That's what I'm asking for. I said all off season long, don't watch Thursday night. The Commanders won't make a selection. Well, they did. Turns out I was the loser. I was wrong. And they didn't make a selection that anybody saw coming, right? Adam Peters, close to the chest. He works in dark spaces. He doesn't tell you what he's going to do. Nobody that I saw with any mock draft had Josh Connerly Jr., 29, to the Washington Commanders. So I'm not sure how many people really know what Adam Peters is thinking about this second-round pick, but I would like him to maneuver out of 61. Either into the 30s, get a legit day one first-round talent, or find a way to move 61 for two picks that will be in the top 100. I want to make a pick tonight. I'd like to make two picks tonight. That's my goal. I'd like to make a pick in the 30s, or I'd like to make two selections before we get past pick 100 overall. Every single year, there's all this hoopla about the top 100 picks, the top 100 players in the NFL draft. I want Washington to select three of them. They did that last year, and it's worked out. Mikey Sanderstel, Brandon Coleman, Johnny Newton, and part of the draft class this year is the development of the guys that we drafted last year, and it's three offensive players, Sennett, Luke McCaffrey, and Brandon Coleman. So you kind of can loop those guys into this year's draft class in my mind in the terms of, yeah, those are three offensive players that were on the field but weren't as impactful last year. We're hoping they can take a step forward and be more impactful. So you get another offensive lineman, you get another tight end, you get another wide receiver. It has to be defense tonight, and probably two defensive players if it works out perfectly for Adam Peters and the Washington Commanders. A safety and an edge rusher are what I think I'm hoping for if they're able to make that trade and get two picks in the top 100. If it's just one, give me that edge rusher of the future. And if they decide to trade this pick and get a second round next year that's higher up, that's fine with me as well. Because as Michael said, I believe this is the most important offseason in franchise history. He said it's the most important offseason every year until Jaden Daniels' rookie contract has expired. And I agree with him there. If it's not this year, then it's next year. We go back to, hey, this was a 2.5-year plan for Adam Peters to get this team to be contenders for the Super Bowl. And year one was spectacular, and it changed everybody's expectations. But for this year, for me, it's 10 wins back to the postseason, and then next year is that massive jump where I expect them to compete to win 13 or more games in the regular season and compete to get back to the NFC Championship game, get to the Super Bowl, and win the damn thing. 2.5-year plan. This is a year and a half through it right now. Year one, spectacular, 12 wins. Nobody saw that coming. It's why it's so important you got to hit on pieces this offseason, but they still have one more regular season and one more offseason to really fill out the roster to be Super Bowl contending level good. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. And phone lines are always open throughout this show. You can be the quarterback of this segment, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Tweet us your thoughts at 910 The Fan, at AWOD Radio. If it's a good tweet, we will read it on air. Did get a few tweets over the break there. John, we've got Alex and Logan letting me know that they're listening. Jackson as well. Appreciate Jackson checking us out on the free Odyssey app. Let's go to the phone lines right now. We've got Dolphin Dave on line one. Long time no talk. What's going on, Dolphin Dave?
Well, you know, AWOD, I love you, man. I hate to give you a hard time. I really do. But you got to get off this Washington kick. Here's the first one. Miami Dolphins are the best team in the history of the NFL. They had a 13th pick. You should not have told people not to watch the draft last night. You should have told them to watch the draft simply because Miami Dolphins did have a pick. That's the first thing. So maybe you should have AWOD and not just Washington, but I'm going to give you the teams you should be putting forth. Miami first, New York Mets, not the Nationals second, and Los Angeles Lakers third. There's your three teams you should be champions. Just want to let you know. Definitely not the Nationals. And come on, the Washington, now I'll give Washington credit. They had a great year, and I do like Jaden Daniels. I really do. Okay? That being said, and I'll be honest with you, I wish he was my quarterback. Okay? But the bottom line is, you know, to stop Washington, start rooting for the good teams like the Dolphins, and more people are going to listen.
Let me ask you this. Can you tell me about this big fatty 340-pound Kenneth Grant that the Dolphins drafted?
Yeah, I can tell you the fact that I'm very happy with it because I think it's going to take him a year. I hate to say this. He's a plug-and-play, but it's going to take him a year. But for a guy who's 340, the speed is nuts, all right? Now, he doesn't have wide receiver speed, but he can literally, at his size, run running backs down when they're going around the end. And if you look at what they were showing last night, it's freakish how fast he is for the size he is, okay? And that's the one thing that's going to make him a very, very, very – he's going to be really hard to block because he's so fast at his size. So I'm pretty happy with that pick. I think we need a guard tonight. I think we definitely have to go guard, and we have to go safety. I think there's no skill positions, but someone on one other station – I was just listening to National today, all right, stated – if Shedeur Sanders gets to Miami, Miami should consider picking him up. And I don't know. I'm not the biggest Tua fan in the world, but I'm not sure if that's the way to go either.
I don't hate that, Dolphin Dave. I mean, to be honest, throughout your entire call, I've been wondering if like your quarterback, you've been hit on the head and are dealing with CTE, thinking the Dolphins at 8-9 are the best team in the National Football League. I think you do need to draft a quarterback. I mean, you are in hell right now, Dave, because you're relying on Tua to stay healthy.
History of the National Football League. Not last year, history of the National Football League. Only undefeated season with the best coach who has the most, still has the most wins. I'm not saying the last 10 years. History of the NFL, best team.
So when are you going to draft a quarterback? Because you got to be going crazy about every single year. Tua goes down, and so does the Dolphins season.
No. Yeah, you know what? I also will tell you, I'm not thrilled with McDaniels. Okay, McDaniels is starting to act like it's a rebuild mode, and I don't think McDaniels understands that if he doesn't get deep in the playoffs, he doesn't have a job. Him and Greer both. So I think that, you know, they're actually need to be able to run their team better, but I don't know what coach is out there to get better right now. Everybody says, you know, when you fire a coach, you got to have a plan. they're right. They're absolutely right. The question is, if you fire a coach like my coach, what you got to have a plan before that. You can't just say, okay, you're fired. All right, we're going to go looking down, take potluck. They got to have something in, you know, and I think that's what they've done. But again, now remember, AWOD, not the Washington Redskins show, the Miami Dolphins and everybody else show. Washington can sneak in someplace.
Well, congratulations for your undefeated season. Last time I checked, that was 50 years ago. Are you going to enjoy watching the Dolphins get beat by the Bills, Patriots, and Jets? You might finish in the cellar of the AFC least this season.
There's no way we're going to get beat by the Jets, and there's no way we're going to get beat by the Patriots. That's just not happening. Bills seem to have our number, but guess watch this year. Watch what happens. Undefeated in the AFC East this year.
Dolphin Dave, I'll provide you a big bottle of bourbon if that happens. Come on now.
I'll pick it out for you, man. It'll happen.
All right, good call, man. I appreciate you chiming in. That was our buddy Dolphin Dave, a diehard Dolphins fan here in the 804. Every day on AWOD Radio is game day. We close out the show with the biggest sporting event of the night on The Fan.
Every day on AWOD Radio is game day. Home of the biggest sports fans in town at 910 The Fan. We'll spotlight the best sporting event of the day here on
game day. Yeah, right back and I'm here. I got the whole team in here now. It's feeling like game day in this game. Underdogs of the year, we ranking number one on the list. We put in overtime, so we ready for overtime if the clock ever hits. Gang day, gang day, gang day, gang day, gang day.
So I wanted to mention this real quick. So the game day song that we use for this segment every single day is sung by a Northern Virginia kid from the DMV who went to VCU with me by the name of Chris Mardini. Well, Chris Mardini is working with Shaboozy right now, Stub.
Oh, wow.
He actually was one of the writers for Shaboozy's latest song that is out right now called Chrome, performed by Shaboozy. Mardini's one of the writers. And so I reached out to him today. I said, we got to get you back on the show to tell us what's up. He's actually also featured in a commercial for the NBA. If you've watched any of the NBA postseason, they have this commercial in which it's like Shaboozy performing live at a game, kind of in the commercial. Chris Mardini is in the commercial. So he's been working with Shaboozy recently. That is awesome. I mean, those are two people from Virginia. Right, Shaboozy's from Woodbridge, and so they just found each other, I guess, in L.A. and been working together. But Mardini is the artist who sings the Game Day song. Let's take a listen to it one more time. Game Day here on AWOD Radio.
Every day on AWOD Radio is Game Day, home of the biggest sports fans in town at 910 The Fan. We'll spotlight the best sporting event of the day here on
Game Day. Yeah, right back, and I'm here. I got the whole team in here now. It's feeling like Game Day. We are the underdogs of the year. We ranking number one on the list. We put in overtime, so we ready for overtime if the clock ever hits. Gang day.
All right, tonight I'm overwhelmed with viewing options. We've got the NFL draft rounds 2 and 3, the NBA playoffs. I am locked into that Bucks series. They have to win tonight. Same with the Lakers. They've got to take back home court advantage and steal one on the road against the Timberwolves. But I'm rocking the red and enjoying the Washington Capitals playoff run oh so much. They have got a 2-0 series lead, game 3 tonight from Quebec against the Montreal Canadiens. Dylan Strome has been great. Alex Ovechkin has been great. Connor McMichael stepped up last game, and just the mix of youth with the veteran experience has been so impressive. You got to give Coach Carberry a ton of credit. So my choice on game day is the Washington Capitals tonight against the Canadiens. Stubbs got to watch Severance because the Nats won 2 of 3 against the Orioles, so get ready to learn Kier, buddy. Praise Kier. That's your choice on game day. I'm Adam Epstein. You've been listening to AWOD here on The Fan. Enjoy the NFL draft coverage. I will be live and local here tomorrow on Saturday in 106.7 The Fan from Washington, D.C., and on 910 The Fan with special guest Sam Cosmi. The guard, Sam Cosmi, for the Commanders joins me tomorrow, 9 to noon. G&D coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.